This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
Back to another edition of the Nightport Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Broadbent. Joining me once again is my co-host, Richie O'Leary. We have the big-time commitment of New Jersey wide receiver out of Donovan Catholic, Michael Thomas III, to discuss. We have an official visit weekend on tap here, starting tonight, actually. So we got 10 visitors coming in, I believe, for this last summer official visit weekend. And we also have a future cast that Richie made last night that we want to discuss. But first, this podcast is presented to you by Night and Day Apparel. Beat the heat this summer with our hot, one-of-a-kind products. With temperatures rising, there's no better time to refresh your wardrobe with cool and stylish summer essentials. Whether you're planning a beach getaway, a picnic in the park, or simply lounging in the yard, we got you covered. Visit their website today to explore a full range of summer essentials, from pool floats and spatulas to bathing suits and tank tops. If you use our promo code RUCKERSRIVALS, you can get 10% off your purchase. Shop now and keep chopping. Yeah, some great stuff there. Let's talk about Michael Thomas III. I kind of thought we were done at receiver, given how many we had landed prior to him committing. That makes him commitment number 23 of the class, and I believe commitment number 14 or 15 of June.
15.
It's been a lot. So Michael Thomas III is one of the top players in the state. I think he's ranked in the top 15. Some services have him ranked a little bit higher than Rivals, but Rivals has him as a 5.73 star. Tell us a little bit about how Michael Thomas ended up as a Scarlet Knight.
Yeah, so he's been a long time. I should say a long time because it's a weird situation. I had him future casted for a while to go to Rutgers. It sounded like it was all Rutgers all the way. Rutgers did a really good job of selling Mom. Mom was won over on a visit back in, I don't even know when it was. I have to go double check on this one. I think it was back in September, and then he visited again twice in January, and that's when I submitted the future cast because it sounded like things were starting to slow down. Dave Brock did a really good job here, was the main recruiter. They were able to get him to campus twice in January. Then things really like tailed off a bit, and it sounded more and more like he was going to go elsewhere. We had Illinois in his ear. He had Syracuse in his ear. He was visiting those two schools. Nebraska started getting involved a little more. A lot of other locals like Maryland got involved. I think Temple offered too, not that that one really mattered. Duke offered, but yeah, so it started to tail off a bit. It started sounding like he was going to lean more Illinois. There were some people in his camp that are actually pushing against Rutgers, but at the end of the day, Rutgers still won out because they built a great relationship with Mike. They built a great relationship with his mom, and that just kind of seals the deal. You win over mom, most of the time you're going to win that recruitment. But he's a Sarajevo native, so he's very familiar with Rutgers, down the street, very local kid. Is playing at Donovan Catholic, which still local-ish, but Toms River area. And Rutgers fans know the Toms River area pretty well now, and I'm sure they're going to be down there quite a bit this this upcoming fall between Jalen Matthews at Toms River North, Donovan Catholic, Michael Thomas. But yeah, no, this is just a recruitment they've done really well with. They've stayed on him nonstop. He was their last wide receiver target for the most part. They canceled other visits with like Keanu Johnson, Jaleel Hall. And these guys, they probably could have landed if they pushed for those two. But they had other guys. They had Jordan Houston, Vernon Allen, Sine DeGraffenwright. And they didn't really need a fourth, but Michael Thomas is good enough that they would take him as a fourth. And they did take him as a fourth. So very good get for Rutgers. Only official visit, despite pushes from other Big Ten programs, ACC programs. Yeah, just a really solid get.
Yeah, so the second guy from Toms River, or at least a Toms River school in this week at least. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Michael Thomas's game and kind of what he does really well on the field.
So he has really good track speed. I think his best is a 10.7, 10.76, 10.77, something like that. 10.76 per NJ mile split. So also a 200-meter dash guy too. Does long jump, just a super athlete. He does a little bit of everything for his high school team. If you watch his tape, there's a lot of wildcat quarterback play. So he almost has as many rushing yards as he has receiving yards. That's both good and bad. When you hear it like that, there's not many receiving yards. He's got 38 catches for 400 yards, a couple touchdowns. I'm just going on based off Max Preps right here. But also had 300 rushing yards. Also add in, he played some defense. He actually looked pretty good in like an actual solid hard hitter on defense. So maybe if wide receiver doesn't work out, you could always flip-flop him. I know Greg is pretty notable for that. If a guy doesn't work out at wide receiver, I'll put him at corner. If he doesn't work out at corner, I'm going to put a wide receiver. But yeah, I mean, he's very twitchy. He's quick. I question his vision a little bit, but he does have that quick twitch when he gets out into that like second level of the field. And he could just one quick juke at that second level and he's gone. Route running's pretty solid, good hands. I like him a lot. I just don't think I think the rest of the industry kind of overrates him a bit too. I don't think he's a top 150 player by any means. I'd say he's probably outside the 250. I would give him 4-star status personally, but I wouldn't give him like a top 150, which one of the other networks has, which is kind of crazy to me. But a very solid receiver, good possession, good speed, good route runner. Yeah, I mean, I think he just needs to pack on, shift his weight a little bit. He has some good weight, but he needs to shift it a little bit. And then I would like to see him get more football speed at the end of the day. Like, track speed and football speed are completely different. You can run a 10.5 for all I care. If you're not doing that on the football field, then it doesn't really matter. And also, you're not running a straight line on the football field, or a straight oval, I should say. You're running around people, or trying to avoid people, I should say. But I think it's a good get overall for Rutgers.
Yeah, I think him on the field, he just is very slippery, and you can tell he has great body control. Like, he's got a lot of catches on his film where he's just like catching a ball, like this one slant on his highlight tape where he catches the ball and it's really high, so he has to jump up and he spins 180 degrees as he lands to the ground and jukes the defender like on his first leg as he lands, and then basically avoids two or three more defenders before he has to get gang tackled. It ended up being like, you know, 15, 20 yard gain, but he's a tough runner. On his tape, you just see him, you know, constantly taking at least, you know, two or three defenders to get him down. He does have some plays where he just takes, you know, the ball 50, 60 yards to the house, whether that be on a, you know, a pop pass behind the line of scrimmage, or, you know, a wildcat quarterback play run like to the outside. So he does have that breakaway speed on film, but I get what you're saying. Like, that
it's like that first level of speed. He has acceleration. Once he gets out there, he's gone, but he has to get there. Like, it's that first like 10 yards to 15 yards that he seems like he doesn't really get there quick enough. But I mean, maybe you could kind of fix stuff like that with just a little bit more footwork or something.
Yeah, he's a guy I really like. So I'm excited to see them land Michael Thomas III. Now this class is at 23 commitments currently, and there's no longer a limit on the number of players you can take per class. So this class could potentially be a lot bigger. Let's talk about how this class shapes up for the remainder of the class. So in your opinion, who do you see position-wise Rutgers taking at this point with the remainder of the class?
Well, I mean, definitely a running back, and I'm going to just kind of segue into this. Can we talk about it now, or do I wait?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. John Forrester just submitted a future cast for him, 4-star all-purpose back at a St. Joe's Regional. This is a class that might change the entire future of Rutgers football, and I'm going to say that because they're actually getting into the Big North. They're not just dipping into like the lower-level guys. They're getting some high-level guys too. Chris Vigna from Bergen Catholic's huge. To get a St. Joe's running back is huge. Renick Dorilis is coming out from Don Bosco Prep, technically Union High School, Don Bosco Prep now. So just to keep tapping into those pipelines up north is going to be huge for Rutgers. But I think next up, they're probably going to get a running back from John Forrester. He's down to two schools. It's Rutgers and Illinois. I've talked to my Illinois friends at the rival site over there. They're telling me that their staff's telling them it's going to be Rutgers. So hence the Rutgers future cast. No real surprise there. Wide receiver, they're done. Quarterback, they're done. Tight end, they're going to get one. I don't know who it's going to be, whether it be Trent Euler, who will be on campus next weekend, June 21st, or Tyler Kielmeyer, who is on campus May 31st. They could also kind of revisit some other ones. They might even like send out a new offer down the line or something like that. So that's going to be something to keep an eye on. Offensive line, you would think they're done when they have six, potentially seven if you count Miran Gurman, who could go either way of offensive line or defensive line. But no, they're not done. So I think they're actually going to go get another tackle based on just who's visiting this weekend in Demetrius Campbell and Jaden Mann and Jaden Wilkerson. Those are three tackles. They're also still in it for Connor Howes, who's a Florida offensive tackle. So keep an eye out there. He should be making a decision relatively soon, he told me. So yeah, they're definitely going to take one more tackle. And that also kind of leads to them more than likely having Nakee Wynn, Chris Vigna, or even both as offensive guards at the next level, in my opinion, because you already have two in Blackston and Gordon. You're not going to take five offensive tackles. So definitely at least one more offensive tackle, maybe two, depending on which guys want to come on board. Defensive end is where it gets interesting. It also kind of determines how you slot out a defensive end, because they're hosting Kanan Edwards this week from Georgia. And I think if they allow him to, he's probably going to commit. They'll probably get another Georgia defensive end to join Chase Linton. But here's the tricky thing. Like, Tayshaun Alston and Jaden Breaker are technically outside linebackers, but they're more edge rushers in the future, it seems like. Maybe they could play some inside. It's really tough with those two. I don't think you take both of those two, but I think if Edwards wants on board, you take him. Tayshaun Alston wants on board, you take him and start him at linebacker and then see where he kind of slides down or not. Defensive tackle, they're hosting Elijah Crawford this weekend. They're still in it with Bryce Jenkins, Maxwell Roy. If Elijah Crawford wants on board, I don't think you can ever turn down defensive tackles of this caliber. He's just too good. Now, linebacker, again, this is where it's interesting. It's Alston, technically a linebacker. Kamar Archie's on campus, technically a linebacker. I'm not trying to say he is a linebacker. But actually, he could even bump down. He's starting to pack on a little bit of weight too, so... Jaden Breaker, and then DJ McClary, they're still involved with too. I don't think you can really afford to turn down some of these guys. I think you let this class just keep going. And then they'll take one cornerback, and that should be it. I say that should be it, but that was also 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe 8 more kids. Like, this class is going to be huge.
Yeah, that's wild. That we might take up to 33 kids in a recruiting, or not 33, 31 kids in a recruiting class, but very well could happen. This is a team that it's going to look dramatically different in 2025 than it did in 2024. You lose a lot of senior talent. So you do need to bring in as many talented players as you possibly can to replenish that pipeline that Greg likes to talk about. So we kind of touched on some of the guys who are going to be on campus this weekend. I just want to run down all of the players that will be on campus for official.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Visits, and then we can kind of hit on each as we kind of after we talk to him. So two commitments are going to be on campus. Stephen Murray, the linebacker out of North Carolina, and Jion Simon, the defensive tackle of Jacksonville, Florida. The uncommitted players, we got Jaden Mann. He's the offensive tackle out of Cardinal Hayes in the Bronx. We have Kenan Edwards, who you mentioned, the defensive end out of Georgia. We got Demetrius Campbell, the offensive tackle out of Orlando, Florida. We got Kerryon Keenan, the corner out of South Carolina. Jaden Wilkerson, offensive tackle out of Orlando. Caleb Singleton, the corner out of Orange Park, Florida. You got Elijah Crawford, the defensive tackle out of McDonough in Owens Mills, Maryland. We got Kamar Archie, the four-star linebacker out of the Hun School in Jersey. And we got Trent Euler, the tight end out of Brookfield, Wisconsin. Out of all those guys, who are like the two to three that you'd put on commit watch after this weekend?
This is where it's a little tough. So some of these guys, like, it depends. On offensive line, like, you're not going to take probably more than one. So it might be first come, first serve. The offensive line out of that group, I really like their chances with Jaden Mann if he wants to jump on board. Local kid, Cardinal Hayes. Rutgers usually does pretty well there with Cardinal Hayes kids. He's massive. I actually got to watch him at the Under Armour camp, and I thought he did really well. Demetrius Campbell still has other visits. He's going to visit Ole Miss. He also had took visits to UCF in Miami, so I'm assuming he probably stays down south. Wilkerson is the one I'm kind of keeping a close eye on because he's done with visits, I believe, after this one. So they're definitely going to take one lineman. Between Mann and Wilkerson, I'd keep a close eye on. Edwards is probably the most likely, if I had to guess. I don't think they would host him if they weren't going to take him. I feel like that's just there's really no reason to come up to campus if you're not going to be a take. He's intriguing. I mean, his offer list is meh. Like, I think Rutgers is the only power school, well, UCF. But other than that, it's just Rutgers, UCF, and a bunch of G5s. But they tend to like him a lot, it seems like. He's only been playing football for a year, too, so that's where it's a little bit interesting, maybe a Kamoko Touré-esque type of move. But in his first game, official game of football last year, they do down in Georgia, I think it's at the Peach Bowl location, they do the like a kickoff classic type thing in August every year. And this Archer or Langston Hughes school was part of it. And he won like player of the game in his first ever like official game of football.
Wow.
Goes to show you his athleticism. Something to keep an eye on. I'd be shocked if they didn't take him, to be honest. But and then Trent Euler. Trent Euler's in a weird spot where it's Rutgers or Missouri. He's supposed to visit Missouri next weekend. We'll see if that one ends up happening or not. I think Rutgers could potentially lock it down this weekend, as they've done multiple times with these official visitors. After that, it's almost a guessing game because I don't think Crawford's a lock. I think Archie actually goes elsewhere. And then they'll probably take one of the corners, whether it be Keenan or Singleton.
Yep. And speaking of linebacker, DJ McCleary makes his official visit to Penn State this weekend.
Yep.
Would you expect a final decision out of him in the coming week after that visit?
I think he's going to come, from what I was told, he's going to come back home. He's going to take his time to decide. It should be next week. We don't have a specific date. Like, it's not like, hey, I'm going to make my decision Wednesday. It's more like, hey, I'm going to go home, meet with my family, and probably sleep on it for a day or two. And I probably would expect something to come out by Wednesday night, maybe the latest. If it doesn't, it might be good news for Rutgers because that means he's kind of still mulling it over. If he doesn't like come out immediately in a day after or two saying like I'm 100% committed to Penn State or something, I think that kind of bodes well for Rutgers' chances.
That's awesome to hear. And you know, you covering Penn State, we were talking about this off the pod. It sounds like they're having some struggles right now on the recruiting trail while Rutgers is basically the hottest it's ever been. So that always helps that momentum on the trail for sure.
Yeah, big time. They've lost quite a few in-state kids, too. Speaking of Missouri, there's one of them. Their star quarterback, arguably, I will say after watching him throw this offseason a couple times, he might be the best, one of the better quarterbacks in Pennsylvania history. Like, he's very, very good.
Wow.
He's dominating. Like, he's going to dominate the Elite 11.
Yeah, that's wild. Sounds like he got quite a nice incentive package to leave the state, too, because you said he was a Penn State fan, right?
Penn State fan growing up. They thought he was going to go as soon as he got the offer. And I mean, they're still pushing him, but it's Missouri. Missouri, they just have money. They have a lot of money and they're not afraid to spend it. So, I mean, they only have 9 commits, but how many of the 4 of them are 4 stars or higher?
Yep. So I don't have a whole lot more. Is there anything else you wanted to hit on before we head out of here?
It's actually a question for you. What do you think? And someone brought this up on the boards. I forget who brought it up. JKG for the baseball team was an all-American, correct?
Yep, so first team.
Is it similar to basketball where if you're first team all-American, you get your number retired? Is he the next one to go on the back outfield wall?
Great question. I think that is the criteria for jersey retirement. I don't think you have to retire the jersey. I think you just have to have achieved certain status in order to be eligible to have your jersey retired. So,
yeah, I mean, you're stunned, but Big Ten Player of the Year, All-American.
Yeah.
Probably a second round pick.
Second round pick, probably. I don't know. That's a great question.
Be hard not to.
I think they like doing things like that. It just kind of shows, you know, there's recent high level success with the program, but I don't know. That's a great question.
I haven't done it in a while, so I mean, it helps build a little team morale, I guess.
They retired Todd Frazier's number, right?
I believe it's Todd, and I think is there one more? I think there's one more. I actually forget. It's a good question. Torberg. Oh, actually, didn't retire Frazier. Glenn Gardner, Torborg, and Fred Hill.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, so I guess they haven't. So I can't imagine if Todd Summer isn't retired, then I don't think they would retire JKG's just out of, respect there, because Todd's basically the best Rutgers baseball player in the last 30, 40 years, his success in the majors as well. So,
yeah. It's interesting. Interesting debate. I guess was he an All-American in college?
Yep.
Yeah, he had to be.
2007.
I mean, who knows? It's a tough one. Maybe retire both. Just do it.
Down to that. Yep.
So, other than that, I think that's real. Women's basketball has a Olympian.
That's right. Yep. Cooper is an Olympian. JKG's first team All-American, like you said.
It's not really a whole lot going on. Football recruiting, of course, but it's relatively quiet.
Basketball team is almost all on campus. Yeah. I think Dylan is the last one that they haven't done some kind of video for. If you haven't seen those on social media, Rutgers basketball, Chris Corso is hosting this 1 to 2 minute get to know you type interview with these players.
Yeah.
Dylan's, I think, got some kind of obligation right now, but he'll be on campus tomorrow, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he should be. Is it tomorrow, Saturday? Yeah, tomorrow, Saturday. Yep. Yeah, he's supposed to be.
So tomorrow's the first day of team workouts for the basketball team, so we will have more on that next week. We'll have more on the possible commitments, plural maybe, from this weekend. And then if any news breaks, go to the boards first, because that's where it'll be. Yep. Thanks once again to everybody who's rated, reviewed, told a friend, all that good jazz. We really appreciate each and every one of you. But for me and Richie, this has been another edition of the Night Report Podcast.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.